to this 11th annual OxPeace conference, which today is even more topical than we realised it was going to be when we started planning it quite a few months ago. So peace in the Anthropocene, humanity, environment, sustainability. So my name's Liz Carmichael, I'm one of the co-conveners of OxPeace, and I'm attached to St John's College, so welcome to St John's. Now, back to welcome to this particular conference. This is one of our welcome slides, and this is a very happy woman from Laos enjoying peace. These are Palestinian refugees in a large Palestinian refugee camp in Damascus, which has now disappeared. And what on earth is this doing here? Cape Town. Cape Town with a rather magnificent ship. Just over a year ago, I gave myself a treat and sailed to Cape Town on QM2. And this is the press photo of us coming into Table Bay. And one of the comments on the Argus newspaper website was this. Cape Town was experiencing a severe water shortage, and it happened for two reasons. A drought, which is attached to the El Nino phenomenon in the Pacific, which is being exacerbated by climate change. Also, population. The population of Cape Town has risen from 2.5 million in 1996 to a recorded 3,700,000 by 2011 and rising. So more people, less water. And that's just my opening remark. And I'm now going to hand over to Andy Gosler.
Thank you, Liz. So, well, good morning and welcome to this 11th annual OxPeace conference. I'm Andy Gosler and I'm a co-convener of OxPeace together with Liz. If you aren't aware, OxPeace is the Oxford Network for Peace Studies, which we conceive as the serious study of human security and human flourishing in a sustainable environment with the constructive management of conflict. Peace studies is intensely interdisciplinary. It demands holistic thinking as we draw together insights from the arts, humanities and social sciences, life and environmental, as well as medical sciences, to build an understanding of sustainable peace. My own background is in environmental biology, and so I am delighted to open the first OxPeace conference devoted to peace in the Anthropocene, humanity, environment, and sustainability. We have a fantastic program, and as not all of our distinguished speakers are able to stay for the whole day, I'd just like to take this opportunity of thanking them most warmly for giving up their precious time to speak here today. Thank you. We are most grateful. The issues we'll be discussing are the most pressing of our time. Indeed, they are the most pressing of any time since Homo sapiens appeared some 200,000 years ago. And so, as weighty matters can generate despair, I just want to inject a little hope into our proceedings. The climate is changing. The climate of public opinion is changing. And I want to tell you about three inspirational women who have contributed to bringing about that change. The first is the human rights lawyer, Polly Higgins, who founded the campaign to make ecosystem destruction a crime against humanity. 3 years ago, Polly spoke at this conference on ecocide law, the missing crime against peace. And you can find a podcast of her talk on the OxPeace website. 3 weeks ago, I was one of 600 who attended Polly's funeral. Her work continues, and it continues to inspire millions. The second prophetic voice is that of economist Kate Raworth. Her book, Donut Economics, challenges conventional economics, which have led to global environmental destruction and biodiversity loss, by promoting the ecologically unsustainable and relentless pursuit of economic growth. Donut Economics has become a bestseller, and I implore you to read it, especially if you teach PPE in this university. Finally, I would mention Greta Thunberg, the 16-year-old schoolgirl whose passion for the earth has inspired the climate strike of millions of children around the world. On this, I would say one thing. When I was seeking inspiration for this talk, I opened at random my copy of The Green Devotional, Active Prayers for a Healthy Planet, and was given the following Hebrew proverb: "The future of the earth hangs on the breath of school children. The future of the earth hangs on the breath of school children." So welcome. I must end now and hand over to our colleague Isabella Bunn to introduce our first distinguished speaker. But let me leave you with the lines from the Franciscan blessing that closed the interment service for Polly Higgins. And may God bless you with enough foolishness to believe that you can make a difference in this world so that you can do what others claim cannot be done. Thank you.